We're talking to Ernesto Villalobos, who will be appearing with the Villalobos Brothers at Freedom Square as part of the Story Harvest Festival from 3 to 6 p.m. on Saturday in North Troy. Welcome aboard. We're looking forward to seeing you, Ernesto.
Hey, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell me a little bit about the Villalobos Brothers?
Absolutely. We are three brothers. The three of us grew up in a farm learning how to play the fiddle. Basically, that's what we did for hours every day. And at some point, we got really good and really competitive with each other. And we would just compete to see who could play a certain song a little faster. And that kind of just that natural way of being brothers made us want to try a little harder. So I left Veracruz and came to New York on a Fulbright scholarship when I was 18 years old. The middle brother, Alberto, he went to Belgium. He got a scholarship and went to the Royal Conservatory out there, and in the process picked up Dutch and French and other European languages. And the youngest brother, Luis, went to Freiburg in Germany. So we became separated when we were young adults. And it was not until 2005 that we reunited in Manhattan to do our debut concert at Carnegie Hall.
So the music that you play, I think probably for most Americans, defies the stereotypes, the cultural stereotypes of Mexican music. I think everybody is familiar with the Norteño music, or the Conjunto style, and the other kinds of Mexican pop music from the border. But you do something very, very different. How would you describe it?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. The main element are the violins. You know, the main element is that union of the brothers playing the three violins and then singing. And then behind us, we have a rock, more like a rock or like a jazz configuration, where you have the electric bass, you have the guitar, and you have the drums. So it's definitely not mariachi, and it's definitely not banda. I feel that we are more influenced by the son jarocho music from Veracruz, as well as the jazz harmonies that we picked up along the way, and mostly here in New York. At this point, I would consider our music more as a reflection of all the traveling that we've done throughout the world. I have spent the last 18 years living in New York City. As I described, my brothers, you know, went to Europe and then came back. At the same time, we are very rooted, you know, in traditional music from Veracruz, which is such a melting pot for different influences. You have the African slaves, of course, that were brought by the Spanish crown with the conquistadores. And then you have the French invasion, which also came in through Veracruz. And, of course, you have the various indigenous cultures that lived in the Totonacapan. You have the Totonaca people, you have the Olmec people. So you have a very interesting mix of cultures happening in this very small region called the Veracruz Basin, right? And you have a certain flavor of music that is born out of that. So that is Son Jarocho, and our music is very permeated by this particular flavor of Mexican music. On the other hand, I guess Latin jazz would be the closest, larger envelope that you could use to describe our combination of sounds.
Interesting. Well, I know you get around a lot. You travel all over the United States, all over the world as well?
Yeah. We have been very fortunate to receive a number of international invitations. We recently attended a Russian fashion show. It was a little bizarre to have Russian models, and they were doing like a Mexican fashion day, and they flew us in, and we did this show. It was attended by a number of politicians and, you know, the Mexican consulate in Moscow, and it was interesting. Then we did something in India for the IIT, which is the equivalent of, you know, the Harvard or the MIT in India, where all the future scientists and, you know, mathematicians and stuff like that attend. And it was a very interesting festival, you know, for all these incredibly smart kids.
Well, we're speaking with Ernesto Villalobos, who's going to be appearing on Saturday, tomorrow, at Freedom Square in North Troy, part of the Villalobos Brothers and part of the Story Harvest Celebration, which is now in its seventh year here, sponsored by the Sanctuary for Independent Media and your friends here at WOOC LP 105.3 FM Troy. One of the things I noticed as the season changes, you catch sightings of folks working on the farms here upstate, the apple orchards and other places, and it's really a moment in time when you realize how dependent our local economy is on the Jamaican farm workers who are working in the orchards and the Mexicans and Mexican Americans who are working in the fields as well. It's almost invisible most of the year. What would you account that to, and how does that affect your own work culturally, playing your music?
Well, Steve, I think it's a very interesting point in race relations in the history of immigration for this country. Having a president like Trump, you know, who is not politically correct, I feel has kind of forced our hand in a positive way. You know, as Latinos, I think it was time for the immigrant community to flex our muscle, our collective muscle, and kind of have a little more of a voice to come united and say, okay, well, clearly, you know, not all of us are rapists or are bad hombres or are all these other, you know, negative adjectives that he uses, you know, to describe immigrants and Mexican people and Muslims. So it's very tense. I feel, you know, it's become compartmentalized, where you go to certain parts of the country and, you know, you start singing about social justice or you start singing about immigration, and half the audience just walks out. But the half that stays, you know, really digs your message and is probably your, you know, a friend for life. You know, they will follow your music. So I feel that as musicians, it's very important to continue just finding the commonality, really not trying to be divisive just for the sake of being divisive, but rather trying to find the commonality, trying to find how music, which is the most universal language that I can think of, can bring those two halves together. You know, how can we just connect with that deeper part, which I feel that music is essential because it bypasses logic. If you think about it, when you listen to a good song, it kind of just skips that part of your brain that processes thoughts and just goes deeper into your inner core. You know what I mean? It's a deeper experience. So hopefully through music and through what we're doing with my brothers, and also through just that union, you know, of being working with the brothers like a family band, you know, we can inspire people to realize that we are all in this together, and that it's time to put all our political divisions behind and really start concentrating on how to survive, not as Americans, not as Mexicans, not as Canadians, but as a species. You know, just how do we make it past this point of self-destruction and survive as a species to the next stage? How do we evolve as human beings?
And has this political awareness always been in your music, or do you find that it's developing in response to the times that we're living through?
I feel that we have always been very aware and very active and very engaged with the immigrant community, But I feel that this this dialogue of Mexico, U.S. is being replicated all over the world. If you think about it, you know, Morocco and Spain, Turkey and Germany, and you know, many other examples, Syria and the rest of Europe. You have this migration crisis is happening all over the world, and it's not going to stop because there is a differential, right, in the standard of living. And so long as we have people who are starving, people who don't have a roof over their heads, people who have children, but the children don't have medicine, so long as that is out there, we have a moral choice, and we need to realize that this is not happening only here. It's happening all over the world. And, you know, if we want to continue having our level of comfort, we just need to make sure that it's not as excessive as to deprive other peoples from their basic needs. I feel that it's really come to a point where it's just excessive, you know, in certain parts of the world, and in others, you see just the famine and extreme poverty and suffering. Really, it translates into human suffering that sometimes we just turn a blind eye to, and you know, choose not to see.
Well, it's a courageous position for a touring musician. I know some people take the position that they can't risk having a political perspective, and so they don't talk about these things on the stage. So we salute your courage in bringing this to the fore.
Thank you, Steve. I really don't think that our goal is to to make any company happy. You know, we are not making music to. to have a label be smiling down at us. I feel that we play music because it's something sacred and because it's something that we have been doing all our lives, and it's something that we really think that has a special power. You know, it's past entertainment. Music for us is really a very powerful element, just like air, just like water, just like dirt. Think of music. You know, just think of music. Like, could any human being live without music? Like, how would that experience be? You know, if you're deprived of hearing, if you're deaf, then that's different, you know, but you still feel it. You feel the pulse, you feel the rhythm of your heart inside of your body. So there is always that element, that connection to sound, to vibration, that I feel is very powerful. So of course, we feel that with this powerful element in our hands, and with this gift that has been given to us, it's our duty to really try and connect and try and make a difference in our very short lifetime here on Earth.
Well, thank you very much, Ernesto Villalobos, with the Villalobos Brothers, appearing tomorrow, Saturday, September 23rd, at Freedom Square in North Troy, part of the Story Harvest celebration. We're looking forward to seeing you and your brothers and experiencing your music firsthand.
Steve, thank you for having me. I hope to see you tomorrow.